Thank you very much for having me.
Have yourself a great night.
You too.
Why do you send me pictures? You know, you know, we're in the middle of an interview, right? He sent me pictures of the actual No Shoes Curly from Destination America, from Mountain Monsters. Terry the Shoeless Hermit. And this guy is...
You see what it says? You know, everybody's starting to beg. We got to post that.
You know, we're trying to conduct an interview here. I'm trying to ask serious questions, and I'm looking at a picture of Terry the Shoeless Hermit.
talking about
what type of, does he prefer, paper bags or from Walmart or plastic bags?
I didn't know you could be fussy about it.
What a mess. Well, this show went downhill pretty quick. Yeah, it's a good thing we don't have cameras on us.
I know. I know people could see and hear some of this stuff. Do you really want to talk to that guy after seeing that picture?
should we give the listeners a taste of the phone calls that we deal with on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, actually. Just give them a little taste.
While the show's going downhill, I guess I'll go ahead and bring on.
And it's not to make fun of people. It's, you know, we try to put, you know, serious quality stuff on here. And some of the stuff we get is just crazy.
All right, here we go. Hey, Ray, it's Wes. I talked to you earlier.
Yeah.
Will, you on the line?
I'm here, yes.
Go ahead, Ray. Kind of explain to him.
There are 10 species of Bigfoot here on Earth at this time. The smallest one is over in Australia, and they're about 3 foot tall, and they're crossed with the pygmies. And the white one is up in the Oriental area, highest up, and that's the white Bigfoot. We've got 5 here in the United States. We've got the skunk ape, which is way down south, southern border. And they got 3 toes, and they're the darkest colored and a little shorter than the others. And we got the ones that are crossed with the Koreans down at China Lake, and those won't go because they don't have implants. Then they've hauled some that have been killed back east to Montauk, and they've been crossed with the reptoids. And the reptoids, the ones that got scales all over their body, and there's 2 of them pictured on the bottom of the website on godsmessengersfromheaven.com. And then we've got the silverbacks and another species, the Sasquatch. So there's about 5 different species here in the United States, and we've got a number of them up in Russia, and they've got pictures of them on the website in Russia. The only one that I've got a live picture of is Yaitu, and she's the one on Buff Creek.
I'm curious. How did you come by this information?
I was seated here to open the door on the secrecy from the planet Meropia. Everybody else has either been killed, beat to death, or shot like Kennedy. We are the hybrids that are related, first generation, and our fathers are on Meropia, and our mothers are here on Earth. Originally, I came to Earth 540,000 years ago and built the Giza Pyramid. And my soulmate was the one that cut the blocks, and they were steaming hot when we put them in place.
Yeah, and you put them in place, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I was kind of curious. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
From the cutting table over to the pyramid installation, I had 4 servobots that guided them down into place. And they were shielded, even though they were mechanical, they still had to be shielded because those rocks, if you can imagine what power it took to cut rock.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
half of the pyramid is underground. There's a crystal on the bottom, and 500 feet up, they leveled off, and then they came up to a point with the crystal on top, and there's a picture in the second book of it with the crystal on top. And then we built the Stonehenge and the Wall of Forever, and then we came over, which is now the United States, and built a round circle with holes around the edge, and that was the last part of it, and that was down in Florida. When Mark Bell was on, there was quite a to-do about some contractor wanting to tear that all up and put in a housing project, and Indians came in and put a stop to it.
Now, I know Will's, he's really wanting to get on Coast to Coast.
Anybody that gets on there, they put the mark of the beast in them. I think I mentioned to you that a gal down in Texas was working real hard to get the DNA and everything on the Bigfoot, and then finally some friends of hers took her out in a police position up on a mountain where she could look down on a family, and she decided after watching them for a while she didn't want them bothered, and she went on Coast to Coast and told them she didn't want anybody bothering the Bigfoot. And in 3 days her website came down completely, and I had got a hold of her mailing address and had a lady write a letter to her and told her to call me as soon as possible. Never heard a word out of her. That's Ketchum. Elba Ketchum.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, anybody stupid enough to go on Coast to Coast, you can figure on having the mark of the beast, and if you don't have any implants, you're not going to heaven anyhow.
Yeah.
How do you suppose the ships are going to come 700 light years or more to pick up the chosen ones if they don't have implants? All of the Bigfoots have got implants. They can communicate directly with God. That's why we've got a few scattered in Putner every state, and they monitor what's going on and inform God as to Admiral Yahweh what's going on.
Yeah.
And with all these storms and hurricanes and tornadoes and fires, they've had to move them around, and if a man gets too close to them, they pick them up and move them. You've heard people walking along following a track, and all of a sudden the tracks disappear?
Yep.
They've been beamed aboard and moved to another location. And those that get wounded, they take them aboard ship and work on them and get them healed up and put them in a different location.
You still there, Will?
Anybody goes out
and hunts them, they've got a brain in their head.
I've lived amongst them and worked in the mountains, and I don't bother them and they don't bother me. I don't misuse anything in the mountains. I don't clear cut anything. In the past, I'm not doing anything now because I'm 80 years old. But I never bothered them. I could hear them whistle and tap on trees. As long as I did my job and left them alone, I'd had deer come right out and watch me work. In fact, here where I'm living now, I've had as far as six deer standing in my front yard in the shade. One day I went out to catch the bus, and I was standing by the mailbox, and one of the does walked up about 4 feet from me, and I didn't even hear her. Bus driver came, and he said, "Well, you got a deer right there smelling of you." And I says, "Well, I said, I'm not afraid of them. They're not afraid of me. They don't run hide. The pheasants come up in my backyard and sit under the sprinkler when the hunters are out hunting for them all around. They come up here for protection."
So let me ask a question. Now, you came here from another planet, is that correct?
Yeah, 700 light years from here.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's a picture of the planet in the book. There's Admiral Yahweh's picture and his son Yahshua on the cover, and Lo Bay and Narvo, and Lo Bay is Shemyasi's younger sister and her husband, her man. They don't get married. They're assigned a mate in Little Coily in his ship. And his picture was taken by Jonathan Reed, and his ship was also taken. It was about 6 feet from him when he took the picture. Those are on the cover. On the back of the last book is Val Thor's picture, and he lives in Venus. His mother Mary's pilot and overseer, and he's just under 8 feet tall. He's got two hearts and six fingers and six toes on his appendages, and he met Eisenhower and Kennedy in the Pentagon in 1957.
So what's the purpose of coming to this planet?
For me or them?
Well, I would say overall.
Well, there was nothing here to start with, but Satan brought his family here 3 billion years ago. And Satan lives to the east, to the south. Sirius 4 in the Orion district, that's where Satan's headquarters are. And ours is off to the east. The Pleiades, there are 500 planets in the Pleiades, and six of them is what seeded Earth after the flood.
So is Satan just another is Satan just another alien then? Is that?
There's no such thing as aliens.
Okay.
Just strike that out of your mind. That's all created by the CIA about 1950. And so they've been, so all these talk shows talk about aliens. You can figure they're going to stay right here, and that's all of Coast to Coast. And J. Allen Hynek was one of the cover-up guys, and his picture's in the book. He molested my star person when she was locked up down at Area 51. And also at, see, that was in Ohio, I believe, yeah.
Did they, there was no, I mean, I hate to say charges, because I don't know if they do charges, but there was no record or no, nothing done to him for the molestation?
Well, he'd done away with. He's in here on Earth floating around in orb form. That's the way all of these talk show hosts, every one of them, are going to be. Lars Larson, he's the biggest one down here in Portland. He lives in Vancouver. And that's all he talks about, aliens. But the Mexicans occupied a good third of the southern United States years ago, because a lot of the towns like San Francisco and San Diego, those are all Spanish names. They occupied those areas before white men ever came here. See, originally, North America was occupied by the Indians and the Mexicans. From the North Pole clear down to
right.
The southern tip. And then, 1492, Columbus brought a shipload of people from over in England, and they came to the United States, and they then introduced the Blue Bloods, because putting everybody in England is Blue Bloods, like yourself.
I'm actually Native American. I know Will's a Blue Blood, but I'm actually Native American. But you talked about Sasquatches coming out of Mount Adams. I know he's been in that area. He's actually seen them in that area.
Old vents where the mountain years ago erupted, and it left chutes, and it's like tunnels back in. And the military have investigated, and also down in Portland, the news media got track of the Bigfoot up there, so they came up, and there's an old cabin. I think it's pretty much on the north west side of the mountain, and they drove that far, and they seen a male and female and the young one walking across an opening. So they jumped out of the cars, grabbed the cameras up on their shoulders, and took off after them. They went in one of these chutes. So these guys, I don't know whether it was two or three of them, followed them in there. And while they were in there snooping around, the Bigfoot came out up above and threw rocks all over their cars, mashed the hoods and the windshields and stuff. And
yeah, and we hear that a lot. Agents
loaded them up and moved them all out of there. There was about 24, 25 in the mountain. So they beamed them aboard. Where they've got implants, they know exactly where they are.
Right.
Just like I know where they are. And they know who I am because of my implants. It's just right. Like you've got a cell phone built in your head.
Right. Yeah, and they can track you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. Will. Yeah. And they're actually on the moon and Mars. Well, they actually travel.
There's no Bigfoot on the moon. There's Bigfoot on Mars, red Bigfoot, and there's Bigfoot in the hollow earth, a red Bigfoot there. And there's about 1,700 on Mars. And there's 10 species of benevolent life on Mars at all times. And whenever the Bermuda Triangle operates, it sends a ship or plane or whatever up to the moon. And the humans are transferred from the moon over to Mars. And they're reconditioned. They have new brain, new eyes, and whatever else, and then they're transported back to whatever home world they fit into. Either the Palladians in Lyran or Moropia or Electrolia.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. I know Will had a couple questions for you. Will, go ahead. Oh, maybe I lost some.
Help me. me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear and Darth Vader drawing near. So R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Una puta solo.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine? At the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you seen. At the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you.